新闻最前线。
各位听众朋友大家好，我是陈英芬，欢迎回到新闻最前线。现在我们的移民部长 Jason Kenney 已经上线了，把握时间跟大家提问。首先第一个问题呢，我自己个人很想问的就是，是不是呢其实保党政府呢并不是真的欢迎这个年纪比较大的人来加拿大。 Hello Mr. Minister.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And another co-host is Lu Chen. My name is Debbie. The first question is to you is regarding today's announcement. You are placing a 2 years moratorium on applications from parents and grandparents. I know you said the purpose is to clear the backlog of the applications. However, some people criticize that you just not welcome the seniors to come Canada. So what's your explanation?
Well, today I launched our action plan for faster family reunification. It's unacceptable to me that people have to wait as long as 8 years to be reunited with their loved ones through our parental sponsorship program. That's why today I announced the largest ever increase in the number of parents and grandparents who will be allowed to immigrate to Canada. We're going from 15,000 to 25,000 parents and grandparents who will be able to immigrate in next year and the year after. That's a 60% increase and the highest levels of parental reunification in our immigration system's history. At the same time, we will consult with Canadians about how to make sure the program is efficient and fast in the future, and we'll relaunch it, the program, in 2 years. In the meantime, we need to put a temporary pause on new applications. So rather than those applications going to the back of an eight-year-long lineup, we'll ask them to apply in a couple of years when we've been able to cut the backlog in half and speed up the system. Finally, we'll invite people to apply for their parents to come under our new parental super visa that will offer a 10-year multiple entry visa to parents or grandparents of Canadian citizens or residents, which they can obtain as long as they acquire private health care insurance to protect taxpayers. So this means more parents and grandparents are coming. We'll reduce the backlogs, speed up the processing times, and allow more relatives to come for longer visits.
好，我翻译一下，刚刚这个部长其实把他的这个想法说明了一下，他说其实主要是因为呢，现在父母跟祖父母的移民团聚名额呢要等待八年的这个时间，他自己也实在不能够接受这么长的这个状况，所以在这次的这个宣布当中呢，他的出发点呢是把每一年原本呢只接受15,000名的这个父母祖父母的这个名额调整到20,000人的这个上限，所以呢其实也就是增加了60%的这个量，是历来最大的。他希望呢能够在这段暂停 2年的这个期间，也多咨询大家的这个意见。预计2年之后，希望重开这个所谓父母祖父母的这个申请门槛。那在这2年的这个急速消化的时间，他希望能够减半，也就是让过去积压的这个件数能够减一半。 同时在这个时间当中呢，他也提到说联邦政府开了所谓Super Visa，就是 超级签证啦，10年多次往返。我们刚才节目当中之前所提到的，那主要是希望这个申请人呢能够让父母能够来，但是呢必须要先买一个这个私人的这个医疗保险，以确保他们这个医疗保障。刚刚部长的这个说明，我想大家应该听得很清楚。那钱律师是不是也有这个关于这个其他问题想提问的？
Yes. Hi, Honorable Mr. Kenny. This is Lu Chen, practicing immigration law in Vancouver.
Oh, hello.
Hi. I'm glad that the ministry has announced a super visa channel for the parents to be able to reunite with their children in Canada. Now, I have no problem with the requirement for medical examination. I have no problem with the requirement for private medical insurance. Now, but really, the last requirement for the host children in Canada to have a minimum income, that's something I really have trouble with. Also, this is my experience in my practice. I saw many parents from mainland China. They try to apply visa. Some of them just want to be a tourist. After this new policy last year, but these parents, they couldn't get the tourist visa easily because they have Canadian children, and their Canadian children do not have enough income. So now we have a very awkward situation. Many of the ordinary Chinese residents can get a tourist visa to visit Canada, but some of the parents who has Canadian children and who do not have enough income in Canada, they can't visit Canada. Even they have the parents have their own assets, their financial resources to support their visit to Canada. So I don't see the rationale behind this third requirement of why the host children in Canada will need this minimum financial income.
Well, I think it's in part because when someone's coming as a tourist, we expect that they're typically coming for a few weeks, maximum 6 months. They have to prove their the ability to care for themselves. They're not coming because they claim to be attached to a family in Canada. And so they need sufficient means or savings, real estate or a job back in China, back in their country of origin. On the other hand, the super visa for parents and grandparents is basically a way of giving extended temporary stay to parents and grandparents who would normally be coming through the permanent residency program. And we'll be giving instructions to the border officials, the CBSA, to grant them an authorized stay of typically 2 years in Canada. This is a 10-year multiple entry visa where people will often be staying up to 2 years at each time. And that's a very long period of time. We're talking about seniors. Sometimes they have to be taken care of. They have the medical needs. They are more likely to need assistance. And we think we want to make sure that the family can take care of those seniors, that they don't end up becoming a burden on our healthcare system or welfare system. And that's why it's, I think, reasonable to see if the family has a minimum income. Now, the minimum income requirement, I think, as you know, is actually quite modest. I mean, it's not much more than the low-income cutoff, which is about $20,000 for an average family in British Columbia, for example. So I think the vast majority of families should be able to qualify just to invite their parents on this multiple entry visa because they will surpass the family, the income requirement. And frankly, if they're making less than $20,000 a year, I'm not sure how they can afford to the burden of caring for an additional relative in Canada. I mean, it's maybe an unfair burden to them.
Okay, Mr. Da, just do the translation. Just wait a second. 很快翻译一下，其实刚刚钱律师的这个问题主要是说呢，他对于这个 Super Visa 的这个申请人，如果要担保父母来的话，其实有一个最低的这个年薪的这个限制哦。目前这个开出来是17,000元的这个年薪限制哦。那钱律师觉得其实并不需要设这样的这个门槛，他也举例说，其实现在很欢迎这个像中国旅客哦，特地来加拿大玩，那旅游都很方便，反而探亲的这个限制是种种诸多的哦。他想请教一下这个部长。那部长回答呢，比较是说，其实旅游短期的来呢，你已经这个期望预期他是在短暂居留，所以这些人呢，其实并没有太大的问题，自己也都可以照顾自己，而且他在原居地也有工作，也有财产。但是呢，申请这个 Super Visa 的这个父母来的这个时候呢，其实他最终呢也是希望能够申请成为永久居民，而且呢，这次的这个 Super Visa 呢给10年多次签证，所以他们一次呢最多呢甚至可以待2年。这些年纪比较大的这个长者来之后呢，也的确需要这个额外的一些照顾啊，有可能在这个福利或是医疗上面也是一个这个负担，所以他才设了一个门槛限制。但是这个门槛呢，部长强调其实并不高的，总共只有这个2万块不到、哦。他也特别强调说，这个如果2万块都不到的这样一个这个人或是家庭呢，他也很怀疑怎么能够再负担其他的这个亲人来。那时间关系，我知道部长可能快要离开了，所以最后一个问题也是请教这个律师好不好？有没有什么问题想追问
？Yes, I have another comment. Actually, this is a comment brought up by an audience just a few minutes ago. She suggested that in processing the parents' grandparents' applications, the government should put a priority to those parents who are alone in their home country.
Yeah.
There's no such a policy or procedure applicable in the current system, and she felt that this is something the ministry should consider. I think this is a reasonable comment.
Yes, I agree. And as I've said, part of the action plan that I've launched today includes consultations with Canadians on how we can make the program work better. One of the suggestions I'm already hearing is this idea of prioritizing those who are unattached in their home countries. Let's say widows or widowers who've lost their spouse in China and where maybe all of their children or, you know, their child lives in Canada, they have no immediate family left in China. It seems to me reasonable for us to consider fast-tracking those applications. There is a more humanitarian argument for them to come to Canada than perhaps for couples that have children in China, for example. So that's one thing that I certainly am willing to look at and I've already raised with my department.
好，很快发言一下，刚刚有听众朋友提到说，如果这个父母啊双亲只剩下一人在原居地哦，而且也没有其他的这个兄弟姐妹可以照顾的话，是不是有可能可以开放这个门槛，让他们优先来呢？那也很高兴听到部长的这个正面回应，他说他同意这样的这个想法哦，也的确在咨询过程当中也听到这样的这个声音，所以他愿意思考这样的这个方向，可能未来会开这样的这个门。So Minister, I know you got the busy schedule, so thanks your time.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.